Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Deaton, there are things in life that are okay to cheap out on. You know, if you go to the car wash, just get the express wash.
Yeah.
Just a rinser.
Right.
And you can tidy it up at home. But speaking of cars, the one thing you should never cheap out on is your battery. I'm no tech, but I can tell you that you don't want to be with a bad battery, especially with winter around the corner, and no one wants to end up with a lifelong. My buddy Mark has a car. He was over at my place the other day.
Notoriously cheap Mark is
Mark,
his nickname.
Mark's car battery, I'm not kidding, the other day in Vermont, died in my front yard, and I had to jump his car to get him home.
Come on, Mark. Get it together.
Get it together, Mark. Go to Interstate Battery. That's why you need Interstate Batteries. I'm talking to you, Mark, America's number one replacement battery brand. And the battery auto techs prefer 3 times more than the other brands. Keep your car prepared for anything, especially with winter. Get a quick battery test today to find out if your battery is going to go bad. And make sure you let your family know to check their batteries, too. Come on, family. Find your closest Interstate Batteries dealer at interstatebatteries.com. You can also check them out at Facebook. Interstate Batteries, they're made for you. They're made for Mark. They're outrageously dependable. Check out your batteries at interstatebatteries.com. That's interstatebatteries.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in 2 great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of little special things that we have, like, around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Snowflakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah, he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
You can't hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. It's Christmas Eve. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan, the Danette today, as we get set for a Yuletide season filled with a rich head coach that the Jets have in Adam Gase. Last night was supposed to be the Kirk Cousins game. Kawhi Leonard and allegedly some crazy demands to come play for the Lakers.
You still on that Kirk Cousins game? I'm going to take you to task in this hour.
Listen. Last night was supposed to be the Kirk Cousins game. It was supposed to be a Merry Christmas for me with Kirk Cousins finally flipping the script, the narrative, 0-8 in primetime games. This was his game. This was a home game with potentially the division at stake, home games in the playoffs, not having to go on the road. I don't care they didn't have Dalvin Cook. This was supposed to be the Kirk Cousins game.
You mean the game in which the Vikings at home had 139 yards?
This game, yes.
On offense?
I said
you
supposed
mean that game
to be
that
the
had,
game.
They had three turnovers, three takeaways in the first half?
Yes.
And could only muster 10 points out of that? You mean that game?
It was supposed to be that game.
You mean the quarterback and Kirk Cousins was now 0-9 on Monday Night Football, the worst by far by any quarterback? You mean the guy who can't win the big games for you? You mean the guy who the Washington Redskins drafted, watched every single snap in practice, and refused to pay him a big-time contract? In fact, they gave him two franchise tags. They were paying him a lot of money, but they refused to commit to him. You mean the quarterback who got the first fully guaranteed contract in the history of the National Football League? That guy? That was the guy you were believing in, the guy whose team was undefeated at home all year until the Green Bay Packers showed up? I told you, Jason Smith, do not buy into Kirk Cousins. Do not buy into it. It wasn't going to happen, especially without Dalvin Cook. No Dalvin Cook, no division. It was that simple.
You said I'm very rich.
Well, when you say it like that, I mean, it's a little bit different.
I wasn't as forceful yesterday.
It was they still had to play the game, and now you can honk it all up. Because,
but I did
tell you
I did tell you the Packers were going to win. I never bought into the Vikings.
Hey, listen, I said it. I gotta own it. I gotta wear it. I gotta wear this big Kirk Cousins. I feel like Jack Black in Jumanji 2. I took off this stupid hat. Now I got to wear this stupid hat. Now I got to wear this stupid Kirk Cousins hat that I got to put on. It should have been a better game for Kirk Cousins, right? He was bad. Now, not to make excuses for Kirk Cousins, but you watched this game last night. They had the misplay with Stephon Diggs overthrowing what could have been a big play, could have led to a bigger play. He was under duress for a lot of the game. And I didn't see a lot of, hey, this is what we need to do. I didn't see a sense of desperation from the Vikings to try to win this game. It's almost a game that if you don't know any better, you would watch this game and go, did they just take the whole week off for Christmas? Like Rex Grossman did all those years ago. Yeah, I didn't prepare for this game. New Year's Eve was coming. I couldn't do it. I mean, it's one of those games, that's what it looked like, that the Packers were the team that practiced all week and got ready for the game, and the Vikings just kind of showed up Monday night expecting to play. They were not sharp. I don't know how, with all of this at stake, a home game with home games in the playoffs, the division title, all of this standing in front of them. And as you said, undefeated at home, with all of that in front, they play this poorly. They win the turnover battle by two. You win 80% of the football games when you win a turnover battle by two. And the Vikings did that. And still, this wasn't even a game in the fourth quarter. They couldn't muster any offense in this game.
And this was, to me, a statement game by the Green Bay Packers. I know people have been saying, I don't know how they're winning. Smoke and mirrors. Aaron Rodgers ain't the same. I'm not buying into the Packers. They were the only 11-win team that people weren't buying into. All the talk about the NFC was everybody else with 11 wins, not the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to give you – that was a statement game. You better wake up and recognize the Green Bay Packers this morning. The Pack is back and better than ever. This is the most balanced Packers team we've seen. This is not your father's Green Bay Packers. When Aaron Rodgers, he didn't have a touchdown in last night's game. That's three games he hasn't thrown a touchdown. The Packers are 3-0. You ready for this? Against teams with winning records, the Packers are 8-1. Do you hear me? 8-1, by far the best record in the NFL. They beat the good teams. That's all they've done. That's impressive. Aaron Rodgers only thrown for 300 yards three times, and they have 12 wins. The last time they had 12 wins in 2014, they went to the NFC Championship game. This is a good team. Aaron Jones, 19 touchdowns. He gives them another dimension. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to force the ball into the end zone anymore, up close in the red zone. He has a back who can get into the end zone. He's been a scoring machine. Jason Smith, it was a statement game. This was a game, you're right. The Vikings hadn't lost at home all year. This was their game to tie them for the division, the Packers, and possibly could have won the division, have the Packers go on the road instead. Don't poo-poo the Packers. They have a real shot. It's the best team I've seen in a long time, and they have everything. A defense that makes plays. A quarterback who has an unbelievable pedigree and resume. And now a running back who can score and sniff the end zone. Those are some dangerous things, and their confidence level, 8-1 against teams with a winning record. That speaks volumes.
Now, I want to get into the Packers because you brought up a really interesting point about Aaron Jones. But first, my dad actually has a bone to pick with you. I got a text my dad. Yeah, I got a text from my dad. You've said something twice now that he couldn't let go. He had to text me about it. Now, my dad, who was born in 1946.
Yes.
Right? So my dad's born in 1946. Twice he said in the text, Parker has said, this is not your father's Green Bay Packers. He said, my Green Bay Packers was Bart Starr at quarterback.
Okay.
So this should be more your older brother's Green Bay Packers.
I got it.
All right,
and
so that's what it is.
That's legit to your dad.
My dad's all right.
But you know what
my dad's
saying.
Green Bay. My dad growing up, you know, the Green Bay Packers were.
Bart
Starr was the quarterback for the Packers then.
But you know that the norm of the Packers was
of course.
It was always a quarterback that had to do all the heavy lifting, especially Aaron Rodgers.
That's been their identity. I mean, look, certain teams have identities their entire existence, right? The Giants are always going to play great defense. The Chargers are always going to throw the football. The Steelers are always going to run the football, right? The Packers are always going to throw
They've had strong quarterbacks, right.
But this is the biggest stat I can give you, and this the window into how the Packers are no longer Aaron Rodgers driven, right? They're not driven by
that
him
That doesn't
anymore.
Mean that he can't beat you, though.
No, 3-0 this year when he doesn't throw a touchdown.
That's incredible. Right? If we told you that 3 years ago, would you believe it?
No, because you know what his record is in games where he hasn't thrown a touchdown coming into this year? 4-10.
Right.
They never won. But as you said, the team is balanced now. Yeah, their defense is really good. But Aaron Jones is such a difference maker. He's not had a running back like this in his entire run with Green Bay. He's dynamic. I'd like him to be more consistent because Aaron Jones is kind of a every third game guy, but Aaron Jones has single-handedly won 5 games this year for the Packers with not just having a good game by running for 80, 90, but this game's where he runs for 120, 150 yards, catches 80, 100 yards and passes.
Night.
Yeah, 150 yards last night, 16 rushing touchdowns. He's won 5 games for them. And Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 300 yards 3 times. This has not been a quintessential great Aaron Rodgers year. It's been a good – I mean, he's a great quarterback.
But he doesn't turn the ball over.
Right.
That's the biggest thing.
And he's never turned the ball over. That's been always been the thing. It's not – Brett Favre was always – he'll throw you 4 touchdowns, but he'll throw 3 picks as well, keep both teams in the game. Rodgers never threw picks, and that's part of his genius. But this team is winning games, and they're going – and they're 13-2 because – or 12-3 because Aaron Jones, like I mean, by himself offensively has won 5 games. And when you have a running back that can do that, and especially catch balls out of the backfield too, he's a dual threat. I mean, this is, as you said, the most balanced team they've had. I'm going to go back to the Broncos of the late 1990s.
I think this is a fair comparison.
John Elway had been to so many Super Bowls and lost them all. Right? He'd been to 4 Super Bowls, lost them all.
When and most of them were blowouts.
Right, all blowouts. Right? He'd win incredible games in the AFC Championship game. He'd throw a touchdown in the final seconds. They'd get a strip of the running back going into the end zone, Ernest Biner. But they never won the Super Bowl, and they never really came close. But then what happens at the end of his career? He finally gets Terrell Davis.
Is he a Hall of Famer? I don't know if he played long enough to be in the Hall of Fame, but for the short period of time in which he was healthy and he played well.
He had impact.
He was great. He was great. They got him, and what happened? They win back-to-back Super Bowls. They win the helicopter Super Bowl. That wasn't really on Elway's arm. That was on Terrell Davis's legs. They win the next year as well. Elway retires. Terrell Davis is great. Tears his ACL. He's never really the same after that. But this is Aaron Jones to the Green Bay Packers. This is late in Aaron Rodgers' career. Now he's got that running back that can really take the lion's share of the load. I'd like to see him get a few more touches per game because right now, for as dynamic as he is, he can't touch the ball 11, 12 times a game. You need more than that. You look at the games where he hasn't affected the scoreboard as much, he's only touching the ball 10, 11 times a game. He needs to touch the ball a little bit more. Now, whether this is we're getting him used to a bigger workload, but he's that dynamic guy. They are now Aaron Jones-driven. This is now, hey, we got to stop Aaron. We got to stop Aaron Jones. Because if we stop Aaron Jones and turn the Packers into a one-dimensional passing team, we're going to win games. This is what all Packers opponents are saying right now. If we stop Aaron Jones, we force them into being a one-dimensional team. We can beat Aaron Rodgers when he's just throwing the football.
I think people are going to be disappointed if they really believe that. And I'm not saying I think Aaron Rodgers has, with his new coach, Matt LaFleur, given in. Everybody was saying, will he buy in? And Matt LaFleur hasn't been the offensive genius that everybody, maybe thought he was, because their offense is up and down and they don't score a lot of points.
But it's tough to argue when you go, hey, we're 12-3.
No, I agree. Okay. What do I always say?
There's two columns. There's a win column, there's a loss column.
Sports has a short menu. It's wins and losses. And Aaron Rodgers saying all the right things. And it's about winning. And the other way he did it, they didn't always win. And the defense didn't always stop people. To go into Minnesota and what I would call a big game for the division, hold the Vikings to 139 yards, and to win that game going away. Remember, the Vikings only scored off of turnovers from the Packers, who gave them the ball in great field position. But other than that, they shut them down. Aaron Jones had a great game, 150 yards, couple TDs. Aaron Rodgers did what he had to do, and here they are, with 12 wins, looking at the rest. And again, when you look at that record of 8-1 against teams with a winning record, that's pretty impressive. You know that in the NFL.
That's what I mean. If you look past the boy Aaron Rodgers is playing well, here he is in the Pro Bowl, you see they're just not – they don't rely on him like they had to. He doesn't have to throw the football 50 times a game anymore. You know, he just doesn't do that. He doesn't throw for 300 yards a game. All right, he's got half his touchdown passes in three games. Right, he had five touchdowns
against
Oakland. Yep. He had four against the Giants, and he had three against Kansas City. Those are half of his touchdowns in three games. He's got 12 touchdowns in the other 11 games. All right, the other 12 games that he's played this year,
and three
he's got
done.
11 touchdowns. Right, I mean that's not a team that is driven by your quarterback. This is, okay, it's everything. And the best thing about Rodgers, he doesn't care at this point.
No.
I want to win another championship, and I'm okay. I don't need to be that quarterback that's getting all the credit that people are. He's been very quiet this year. You know he's not thrilled
because they're
with
winning,
the offense.
Though, right.
But they're winning, and he's smart. You know, what am I going to say? We're 12-3. I'm about winning. I want to win at this point, Mike. I've always wanted to win, but now I've greater sense of urgency because I'm getting later into the twilight years, so I don't care anymore. I mean, that's the best things that he's been doing this year. But this is an Aaron Jones team now.
Remember, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl last year with no touchdown passes and a fumble and an interception, right? He didn't throw a touchdown.
And he hasn't thrown a touchdown all season.
That's basically.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, The Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. We got more NFL on the way. We got that crazy Adam Gase story. But next, we go to Seattle and get the latest behind Marshawn Lynch's return to the National Football League. Can it work? Beast mode again. That's coming up next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Support for the Dan Patrick Show podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home is so much more than a house. It's your own little slice of heaven. That's why, when you find the perfect place for you and your family, getting a mortgage shouldn't get in the way. Imagine how it feels to have an award-winning team by your side through every step of this process. It's awesome. Exactly what you get with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Their team of mortgage experts obsessed with finding a better way, which means that their number one goal, make home buying process smoother for you. With industry-leading online lending technology, developed in the heart of Detroit, Rocket Mortgage is changing the game. It's an award-winning client service and support every step of the way. Quicken Loans has helped millions of Americans achieve their dream of home ownership, and they're going to help you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Jan. Take the first step toward the home of your dreams. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Push button, get mortgage.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Fox Sports Radio. Christmas Eve. Jason Smith, Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
in
like
for Dan Christmas Patrick and the Danettes. Yeah, now, do you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
New Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Because I know crazy people who do it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Christmas Eve is a big night for a lot of people. But I'm with you. Christmas Day. And I'm so old now, and I don't usually get I'm only into gift cards. So my family, they just buy me.
Oh, that's gift cards. Gift cards is the best. And my wife was like, "Why? They're boring." Oh, yeah, but that's what I want.
That's what I want. You already know. You got everything you want.
Don't
right?
pick out something. I know what I want. Right. I'll pick it out
myself.
Give me
a gift card and let me go get what I want.
That's how it works.
That's where I'm at.
Well, we're getting a Christmas gift right now because joining us now on the hotline, he is known as Mr. Seattle. I mean, I think he's known as Mr. Seattle. I don't know if he gave himself the nickname or not. Dave Softy Miller, you can hear him on KJR, 3 to 7 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Marshawn Lynch is back with the Seahawks. And I guess, Softy, I guess you got your Christmas present, too, because now you have topics to talk about for the next couple of weeks.
Hey, first of all, how long do I have to do this interview for?
Just 2 minutes.
Okay, good.
Give us your best 2 minutes, and then we'll hang up on you.
And you want gift cards for Christmas? That's lame, man.
What? What are you
wearing? Really lame.
We're older men. What are you getting? Slippers and more socks?
It's not fun to buy somebody gift cards. I mean, that's the fun, is buying something for somebody else, enjoying the process, enjoying the look on their face. When they open up a nice gift that you put effort to pick out, and now all you want is some stupid gift card?
Yeah.
I'm buying you anything.
I'll go and get what I want. I don't want another pair of raggedy slippers and more underwear and more socks.
Yeah, you know what?
But I'm buying it for you. You'll take what I give you.
Well, here's you, Softy. Your analysis is great in a vacuum because it's like, oh, but look at this team has all these great draft picks. Yeah, but if a lunatic is making the picks, it doesn't matter how many picks you
exactly.
have.
Exactly.
I don't know who's buying me presents. I don't know if I trust the person buying me presents to buy me what I want.
I just say this. If I buy you a present, I'll buy you what I want. All right? That's it. End of story. I don't want Marshawn Lynch to unload on San Francisco's defense on Sunday. That's what I want. The beast is back, baby.
And you know what I want? I want him to fumble at the goal line to pay back Seattle for what they did to him. Softy, they disrespected Marshawn Lynch.
Too soon.
I'm telling you, it was total disrespect. And now they have the nerve to come back and want him to bail them out because they need a running back. How dare the Seahawks?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Marshawn Lynch being forced against his will to come to Seattle?
Was he kidnapped? There might have been a pistol to his back.
Go to Oakland and put a bag over his head and throw him into a van and drive him to Seattle? Handcuffs on him? He's coming a free man. He can do what he wants.
Now, you guys filled him with Skittles and you
told him. This crap. I was sleeping 5 minutes ago. He wake me up for this? Ridiculous.
This is just a trail of Skittles he kept following into the back of the truck.
It's not fair. The Seahawks have dire straits. Chris Carson's out for the year. CJ, we're broken up here, Rob. Come on. Help us out.
All right, so, Softy, what can we...
You and your stupid gift cards. Gift cards, just shove up your patoot.
He's going to have road rage because of you, Rob Parker.
Oh,
he's going
right.
to get in the car and go to work. He's going to have road rage. Hey, so, Softy, I like this. Obviously, you know, it's slim pickings when you get to week 17.
Yeah.
But you bring in somebody who's familiar with the offense, who brings instant energy that gets the stadium rocking, brings energy to the team. They're not going to count on them to carry the ball 25 times a game, but 10, 11 times, goal line situations, short yardage, you bust off a big run, and that energizes everybody. I could see this working.
Well, first of all, that's exactly it, okay? Who knows what he's going to do on Sunday? You know, he claims he's been working out like a maniac the last couple of months. He's got some, like, Jedi Knight trainer that you guys may have read about online. It's all over Twitter. He's been working out like a machine the last couple weeks. But, you know, again, I mean, who knows what he'll bring to the table. On Sunday, he'll be 34 years old in April. He hasn't played a football game in 14 months. But at the very least, he's got everybody fired up, and not just the fans fired up. The fans are going to be loud anyway on Sunday. It's a big game against the Niners, division rival, all that stuff. But can they take it up to another level because of Marshawn? I think they can. Can he fire up the locker room and the defense and the offense? I think they can. I was talking to KJ Wright about Chris Carson's running style 2 weeks ago, and I asked him, I said, what's it like to watch Chris Carson stiff-arm people when you guys are on, you know, the sideline looking up on the jumbotron? He said, man, it fires everybody up. So I think he will pump that entire locker room up. Everybody will get fired up because Marshawn Lynch is here. And let me tell you something. When he was here for his first stint as a Seahawk, nobody was more respected, guys, in that locker room than Marshawn Lynch, all right? So just his presence in that locker room during the week of practice on Sunday is going to, I think, pay dividends for this football team.
There's nothing worse than living in the past, and that's what this is. This is a feel-good.
I'll get you a gift card so you can live in the future. How's that sound?
This is a feel.
I'll give you a gift card for Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
This is a feel-good.
How's that sound?
To Softy, this is a feel-good. Oh, yeah, this feels so good. This is not reunited and it feels so good. The last time we saw Marshawn Lynch, you guys were disrespecting him, and it cost you a Super Bowl.
Okay, let me
ask you this.
The
football to the best football.
Good. You can't tell me how I feel. I feel great, number one. And number two, the last time we saw Marshawn Lynch, we were kicking his ass in London last year. He played for the Raiders. The last the last game, God, I'm laughing at myself now. The last time Marshawn played a football game was October of 2018 for the Raiders against the Seahawks in London, and now he's a Seahawk 14 months later. Listen, man, you know what? I'm getting kind of freaking tired of this talk about the Patriot game in the Super Bowl. First of all, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and second of all, it's not funny. So third of all, shut up.
You'll never live it down. You should never live it up.
I'm going to hang up the phone.
Don't hang up the phone, Softy, because you know I'm right. Hello?
Is there... That's fair. Don't talk about it. Get angry.
Was there no UPS driver available?
Come down there and kick your ass.
Listen, Softy, so just to be fair. You're going to be 90 years old in a rocking chair.
I'd still be pissed off.
And someone's going to come to you and go, why didn't they give the ball to Marshawn?
Rob is going to come up to me when I'm 90 with his walker and his stupid gift cards making fun of that game, and I'm going to punch him in his freaking throat.
Just like I'm going to be 90 years old and going to go, how did Mark Sanchez butt fumble? I'm actually going to get it.
You'll be 90 years old and the Mets will still suck.
Hey, you should be thankful. We built your team with that big trade for Robinson Cano. You should be kissing my butt right
unbelievable.
Now.
Unbelievable. Mike, you know what? Happy Hanukkah. Good God. Merry Christmas. I'm fired up for Marshawn. The Seahawk fans are fired up for Marshawn. I don't care what Rob says, the freaking Grinch over there. We're excited about it. And they got Robert Turbin back. Okay, look, they lost ProSize. They lost Carson. It's week 17. What are they supposed to do? There's nobody out there, Rob.
There's nobody else? I just don't understand it. There's nobody on this planet.
What's
this
not
country.
To understand? What else would you have done? I'm asking you a question. Who else would you have signed?
I would have got a young kid with some young legs, somebody else, rather
like
than going back.
Give me a name.
I can't give you a name. I'm not a football scout. I'm not a scout. I don't have names in front of me. But I do know that the last time we saw Marshawn Lynch, it wasn't a pretty picture.
He was giving out jello shots in the parking lot.
That's right. But I'm telling you, remember this. When he fumbles the ball at the goal line and you guys lose the game, remember this because you guys went back.
All right. I'm going to get your number. I'm going to get your cell phone number. I'm going to get your home number. I'm going to text you. I'm going to bother you all night when Marshawn scores to beat the Niners on Sunday and to win in the NFC West.
All right. Hey, now lastly, Softy. Obviously, this has not been a great last 3 weeks for Seattle. The loss of the Rams, you sweep by the Panthers, that incredibly shocking loss of the Cardinals. Is this stuff that Marshawn Lynch can fix? Is this as simple as, hey, it's the end of the season doldrums, or are there more at work there for Seattle?
No, they got. I mean, look, they've got some issues, man, and all their issues are injury-wise. I mean, Clowney is banged up. Shaquille Griffin's hurt. Quandre Diggs has been a great pickup for the Lions. Why they gave him up, I got no idea. Mike Iupati is hurt. Dwayne Brown is hurt. Justin Britt is hurt. Will Disley is hurt. Now it's Chris Carson. Now it's C.J. Procise. Tyler Lockett and D.K. Metcalf, after the third quarter on Sunday, had four targets and zero catches. So that leads me to believe that maybe Russell Wilson's hurt. All right, they got a lot of problems right now on this football team. But Marshawn Lynch coming back ain't one of them. All right, he'll do what he can do on Sunday. But as long as that offensive line blocks the way they blocked in the game against the Cardinals last weekend, it may not matter if the freaking Pope was back. They're running the ball. The Seahawks football team might be in trouble.
Softy, one last thing for me. One last thing. The Seattle would have been better off bringing back the Sonics before Marshawn Lynch.
Oh! Wow. Well,
what's this guy's problem? I know what his problem is. You got to sit in a studio with you for 3 hours. That's his problem.
Hey, what did I do?
You know what? You invited me on this show and then exposed me to that guy.
You can follow him on Twitter at SoftyKJR. That's at SoftyKJR. Hey, and if you are buying Dave Softy Mailer a present, please buy him a gift card. He would love that. 3 to 7 p.m., 950 KJR. Softy, as always, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, my friend. See you, Softy. Oh, my goodness. Tonight's show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG, driving performance. You antagonized the guest, Rob Parker.
Me?
Yeah, you antagonized him.
No, I'm just...
All you did was bring up all the worst things that have happened in Seattle in the past few years. Now he's going to have the worst day ever. It's Christmas Eve. He got up early in the morning. Look, because you know guys that do afternoon radio.
Yes, he's sleeping.
They sleep till noon. It's like college. All right, so you got him up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then you berated him for like five or 7 minutes.
It was
phenomenal, but I mean, don't get me wrong, it was great. But I mean, boy, he's going to have the worst day ever now.
People in Seattle are listening saying, my Twitter will blow up. They'll be attacking me for ripping into Seattle. Sorry about that.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. So from Marshawn Lynch to the other big story that is broken this morning, and this involves Jets head coach Adam Gase. Yes, because it goes from Softy having a bad morning to now me having a bad morning. But hey, this is what I'm here for you, because if your sports team is not playing well and you're a little upset, hey, realize, you know, Jason's got it worse because he roots for the Jets. Manish Mehta, Jets insider, put this column out, New York Daily News, earlier this morning, starting to gain a lot of traction. The Daily News has learned that Adam Gase has privately told people for months that the Jets fan base have never mattered to him. In fact, his go-to line since taking over a few months ago has been, I'm rich as blank. He has repeatedly said it to anyone that mentions the avalanche of criticism this year. It's become his defense mechanism. The quote is, he's an insecure guy, a Jets source told the Daily News. So this is now your head coach, who, according to Manish Mehta, who's been a Jets insider for years and years and years and years, you are telling the fan base now, I don't care about you. I only care about myself. And not only that, but I don't care about you so much that if you want to complain about something, I'm rich as blank and you're not. Tell me when either of those strategies has worked for anyone, taking on a fan base or pulling the old look at all the money I have. That never plays well. It's like he wants to write his ticket out of New York, which, hey, I would be okay with, because I think the guy's a bad coach. He's been a bad coach. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. He doesn't make in-game adjustments. He hasn't taken the Jets to the next level offensively. Why are they playing so well? They are behind Greg Williams and the defense and how well the defense is playing. Adam Gase is just a bad head coach. He's someone that didn't learn his lessons from Miami because he jumped right from getting fired in Miami to getting a job with the Jets. So when you don't have any time to have any self-reflection, you're not going to learn any lessons. You're going to still think what I'm doing is I'm doing it the right way. All you did was get drubbed in Miami. And now you come to the Jets and think, I'm going to do things my way. I'm going to antagonize a fan base, and I'm going to. And this report out now, it's already the fan base can't stand him. Right, but he's got a little bit of support inside the building because Christopher Johnson's already said
sometimes
he's a good man, he's a good coach.
All you need is one guy. The guy who owns the team.
The acting owner is giving him the backing right now, says he's coming back next year. I don't know if that can be the case anymore. So I don't know if this is a Christmas present for me or this is just a reminder that, hey, this is this guy, this is who Adam Gase is, and you're going to be stuck with him for at least another year. He's not made the Jets better. If anything, he's made them divisive. You know, this is the second report in the past few days that has said that the team is divided. And Greg Williams is the real leader. He's the leader of the defense. They all gravitate towards him. And Adam Gase is a glorified OC. In fact, more of Manish Mehta's column says that he doesn't even pay attention to defense in practice. That when the defense is practicing, he's got his back turned, talking to the offense, and there's times he's walked off the field while the defense is still practicing. So you tell me, is that a head coach? Or is that just a guy that wants to do his thing, his way, and that's never going to work? It's never going to work.
It has never worked in the NFL, which is surprising. But this whole thing about that he's rich as blank to the fans and the fans don't matter, that's a losing proposition. I always say there's two things you take on if you're a professional athlete or a coach or something, and both are losing propositions. One is to go against the fans and one is to go against the media, because you will not win in the long run. You might have your day in the sunshine and you feel good, you know, for a day or so.
Especially in New York.
Especially. You know that. And they're aggressive reporters. They dig. You know, this is not a one-paper town where you get to control the narrative or whatever. People aren't afraid of anybody who comes to town because they've been there way longer and they know the landscape. So you're right. So this is a bad, bad thing. And I don't know. I'll tell you, there'll be backlash from fans in New York.
Oh, they're going to dig into his tax returns now. This will go all the way to the Supreme Court. Let's get Adam Gase's tax return and see how rich as blank he is.
He might have to move out of New York like Trump did.
I mean, look, when I say the guy's a bad coach, you look at his record, and he's just as likely to lose a football game by double digits as he is to win a football game. All right, that's his record. I mean, that's a damning stat right there, that he's got as many wins as he has double-digit losses, which tells me this is a coach that can't adjust during a game, and he doesn't. And it's his way or the highway. And there's nothing more evident than the fact that he didn't want Le'Veon Bell because running backs aren't as important as offensive scheme. But you know what the best head coaches do? They adjust their personnel and their strategy to who they have. You're telling me this is the best running back in the NFL, and I'm just not going to use him because running backs don't work in my offense.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, look, Le'Veon Bell had 400 touches in Pittsburgh. He was the most versatile back, right? Could catch from the backfield, can run the football. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
I would say he is the poster boy for what happens when you give an offensive coordinator a head coaching job and he's not ready for it, right? Because you look at the difference between him and a guy like Kyle Shanahan, right? Kyle Shanahan, same type of deal, right? Shanahan, Gase, Sean McVay, all the offensive geniuses. All right, now you're seeing Kyle Shanahan separate himself. Why? Because he does what Sean McVay doesn't do and what Adam Gase doesn't do. Adam Gase ignores Le'Veon Bell. For many long stretches, you have had Sean McVay ignore Todd Gurley, right? And now both these teams are struggling. What does Kyle Shanahan do? You know he wants to throw the football around, because any young wunderkind offensive coordinator, head coach,
it's a new hotness in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm not proving the genius I am if I'm not throwing the football, right? Anybody can run the football. But why is Kyle Shanahan's team at the cusp of being the number one seed in the NFC? Because what did he do the first 9-10 games of the year? They ran the football a ton, right? He had three good running backs. They built a great defense, and Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have to do anything. Then once it got to the point in the year where, okay, now we need stuff out of our quarterback, Garoppolo's throwing for 300 yards a week, and now the 49ers are loaded and rolling through the schedule. There's not a game they can't win. They can win a defensive struggle. They can win by running the football. They can win a shootout. This is outside of Bill Belichick, Kyle Shanahan's the best head coach in the National Football League. And because he has realized, I am now have to adjust my game plan and what I like to do around my personnel. And other guys don't do it. And this is Adam Gase. This is why Adam Gase is a bad head coach. And now I'm probably going to be stuck with the guy. And if I don't get stuck with him and the Jets fire him, okay, now we're starting over again and we're hiring somebody else who may not like Le'Veon Bell, who may not like other guys. And so it's like, I don't know if it's Christmas Eve for me or not. I don't know how to think. I don't know if this is a present or like I'm going to be visited by the ghost of Christmas future tonight to tell me, here's all your Jet seasons coming up. Here's 5-11, 4-12, 3-13, all the way for the next 50 years. I don't know what kind of present this is, Rob.
It's a good present because it could expedite his exit from New York. It could.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Ah, that's a Christmas wish, Rob Parker, a Christmas wish. Coming up next, speaking of Christmas wishes, we got the Clippers and the Lakers. Are we going to see the superstars tomorrow? And what to make of LeBron James and the whole big load maintenance controversy that's been raging the past few days between he and Kawhi Leonard? That's coming up next right here. Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. It's Christmas Eve, and Rob Parker already enjoying a Christmas sausage at 7:45 a.m. here in Los Angeles. A little day early Christmas sausage. Very nice. Look at you. Right, no worry. We're doing a radio show. Finish eating, and then when you're done, we'll start talking. It's okay.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Are you drinking Kool-Aid? Is that what's in there? Is that Kool-Aid?
No. A diet iced tea.
Oh, diet iced tea. All right, very nice.
No, it looks like it in this little container.
It does look like Kool-Aid.
Oh, I'm drinking. Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid. Is that what somebody? That's what you said over there.
I think I was drinking the Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid.
You were drinking Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid. And matter of fact, that stuff poisoned you.
I'm wearing the Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid right now.
Unbelievable.
We'll have more on that game coming up in about 15 minutes. So tomorrow is the big Clippers-Lakers rematch. We had opening night, Clippers win, Lakers go on a big run. Now they've lost three in a row. And hopefully we're going to get Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis and LeBron James playing in this game. Officially, LeBron and AD are questionable for this, but I got to think they're going to play. Number one, it's Christmas Day, and these guys don't want to miss that game. And number two, the Lakers have lost three in a row, and this is their first real adversity they're facing over the course of the season.
Oh, I thought they didn't want to lose two in a row, more than two in a row this season. Remember, they put that out there?
Yeah, you don't want to, but, you know, it happens once in a while.
But why even put that out there? That was ridiculous.
Well, because, look, the Lakers know, and this is why they are where they are right now, is they've had to have a great start to the regular season because it's been so many bad seasons in a row for the Lakers. Now here comes Anthony Davis. You can't sell, hey, we need some time. You know, we need some time. This team needs time to gel, because that was what was last year was supposed to be. When it was LeBron coming in, okay, we need some time to gel. Everything is fine. Wait, nothing worked. Nothing gelled. So if you had a slow start this year, things would have gotten off the rails really quickly. The media, the fans would have been upset.
Finger pointing.
And that would have happened. So the Lakers, they were under more pressure to have a great start, and they have. They've had a phenomenal start. Yeah, they lost three in a row, but it's like, okay, it really just manufacturing something here, because any team in the league would trade records with the Lakers. They've played that well, but because they've had to. Will they come back to earth a little bit here? Yeah, but because this beginning of the year was, we got to get out big. Now we're out big. We're at the top of the Western Conference. Everything is okay. You'll see them come back to the norm a little bit, but they're still going to be a team that wins five or six games in a row, loses a game. They win five or six, they lose one. Everybody's going to have a losing streak at some point during the season. This is the Lakers' losing streak.
No, I get it. I just wonder, as we go forward, I'm not surprised they got off to a good start. And early on, early on, there were cupcakes everywhere. I mean, I had a toothache just by looking at the schedule. But then they went on a road trip against some good teams, and they won some games. So people said, okay, it's a great start for them, much better than I ever could have expected, obviously. But because they were 24-4 when they met Milwaukee, they both had the best record. That was the big showdown. Milwaukee kind of did their thing to the Lakers. So now I'm looking. I picked the Clippers before the season started. I like them long term. You know what I mean? You don't have to have the best record. In fact, teams that have the best record don't automatically win championships. It doesn't equate. Because it's about how you're playing. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. But it really matters how you're playing going into the playoffs, and it can make a big difference. Winning in November and December just isn't nearly as important as later on in the year. But still, this will be interesting because the Lakers lost to the Clippers in Game 1 of the season, and they lost to Milwaukee. So to me, those are the two teams that are in their way, Clippers and Milwaukee, and they lost to both of them. So as we move forward, this Clippers game, even though it's considered a Lakers home game, right? They share the building, the Staples Center. This will be interesting just to see how it shakes out. And I'll say to you, if the Clippers win again, remember, Paul George didn't play in Game 1. Mm-hmm. If the Clippers win, what would this say to you if the Clippers win? And the Lakers have their full squad. Would it say anything to you?
It says to me what's going to happen inevitably with the Lakers, though this might move up the time process on this a bit. I picked the Clippers too beginning of the year because the Clippers have a better team. Clippers are better. They were just
deeper.
They needed a star to come in, and they got two.
And they
got two to come in. They plopped right in. They have a great bench. You can count on Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell for
love those
15
guys.
To 20 points a night.
And Patrick
every night.
Beverly. I mean, that's a dog you want on your team.
Yeah,
all right.
They are loaded. The Clippers are loaded top to bottom. The Lakers, and this is what it's going to illustrate when you see the game tomorrow. Just watch if you see some games when LeBron is playing and AD is resting, or AD is playing while LeBron is resting, and you see the guys out there when it's Anthony Davis and it's Alex Caruso and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and, you know, Kyle Kuzma, you know, hopefully is going to be healthy soon. But this team is crying for more offense. You need guys that can be able to fill it up. And when Kuzma is able to come back at full 100% health, he'll be that shooter because LeBron and Kuzma have great chemistry. We saw that last year. Kuzma was LeBron's guy. Kuzma's in the spot where LeBron wants him to be, gets him the shot for threes, gets him the ball on the wing. But they need another shooter, at least, maybe two, because there's nobody that can come off the bench right now and can score points. You look at the game between the Bucks and the Lakers. Lakers had 4 points off the bench. 4 points off the bench, and Milwaukee had almost 40. Right? This Lakers team is going to look so much differently after the deadline than they do right now, because right now it's LeBron and AD, and that's masking a lot of things.
Right.
It's LeBron playing point guard better than any other point guard in the NBA this year, AD playing like an MVP candidate, and that can broad brush a lot of things.
But
you can play poorly for stretches and then watch LeBron and AD come in and dominate, and you wind up winning games. But they're going to need more offense. Right now there's nobody else you can count on for points. Kuzma comes back healthy, that's great, but you need at least one, maybe two more guys to be able to fill it up off the bench that can give you some offense.
Does it scare you at all that the Lakers have the second oldest team in the NBA, and where's Dwight Howard and these older guys come April or May? I'm just asking.
They're not playing tons of minutes, so it's not like I'm really worried. Hey, look, LeBron knows what he needs to do to be able to
still
ready for
the playoffs. Still year 17.
But it's year 17, but it's other guys. It's not like these guys are all playing 35 minutes a night. These guys are playing 15, 18 minutes, which anybody can play 15, 18 minutes
a night. I'm just saying, long term, they have an older squad. I think that they better be careful early on not to overdo it. I know the minutes aren't a problem yet. But it just feels like this thing could go the other way later on in the season.
Well, that's why I said once you get past the deadline, this team's going to look a lot. The supporting cast is going to look a lot different than it is right now. They just got a lot of get by guys in there, and still they're at the top of the Western Conference. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, we get into the Monday night fiasco. Well, it is.
if you said it was going to be the Kirk Cousins game like I did. Oh, boy, I'm going to wear it next.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
5 Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.